Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Celebrating 30 years of worship at Sunbed Arena on the 28th of September with the legends Soli Mahlangu, Rebecca Malope, Soweto Spiritual Singers. And on the 29th of September at Grand West Arena, we have Elvira Sandili, Lusanda Beja, Veronica Mayers, Jonathan Rubin, and Cameron Ward. Both evenings with international sensations Israel Houghton
and New Breed.
Tickets are available at Ticket Pro from 499 rand. Proudly brought to you by Radio Pulpit and IMU.
I always think that Cape Town is, when God came to South Africa, he started in Cape Town. I'll tell you why. My Afrikaans is very bad. But I went there for a service with Pastor Hemi, and Jonathan Rubin and a few other guys were singing there. Didn't understand a word, but I could feel the spirit. Now that says a lot. Now the lineup in Cape Town has got this energy that is spirit filled, that manifests the spirit of God. You don't have to understand. All I heard was people cry. But I was part of that. So that's the dynamics that we are looking at. Let me tell you something. I prophesy next year we're going to Durban. Next year.
And we say amen.
Yeah, it's done. Jesus did. We're going to, but the thing is, the culture in Durban as well is totally different. You look at Hlengiwe, you look at Dumim Kokstad, you know, that is, and that's the beauty of South Africa, which we don't appreciate because we live in South Africa. You go to other countries. I lived in the UK for close to 10 years. They don't have this. They don't have this dynamic dynamism that we have as a country, where we can worship God in different levels, different cultures, and different existences. You go to Eastern Cape, you hear the Xhosa woman singing hymnals and chanting and doing the... It's... listen, man. And you tell me there's no God. Come on.
I'm so excited about the whole Israel Houghton and New Breed coming back to South Africa. Amen. This is exciting.
Amen.
What is their involvement, though, Reverend Hemi, in the 30 years of worship music festival?
I think as South Africans, we should actually give Israel a South African passport. He's been so much part of the culture, especially, I think, within the Cape Town community. But I think what is unique about Israel is that Israel has taken some of our songs, I think of Alpha and Omega for argument's sake, and he has given us something that is sung by churches all across the country. And we don't even think of it as an Israel song. It's just worship. And that, I think, is the uniqueness of Israel to this 30 years of worship festival. Israel is part of us. I don't know if I should tell you, but there's a few people from South Africa that works with him that will be part of the New Breed group that will be performing.
So you're not sharing?
I'm not sharing because I don't think I can share. But we leave it as a surprise. But Israel is very much part of South African culture. His music is part of our worship. It's been sung in churches along with others like Hillsongs and others. But Israel has ingrained himself into the hearts of the South African Christian community. And I think that's why it's important that after 20 years, I think it's about 20 years that he's been with us, that we bring him back again, that we bring him home. And we'll have to issue him with his own passport before he leaves again.
Meg, I think on scanner, ne? And and I believe you'll tell me the truth, because Reverend Hemi is hiding some other things. There are surprises with Dr. Rebecca Malope. She will be on stage as well. She's also celebrating over 30 years in the gospel music industry. Was this a coincidence or is it planned?
I don't believe in the God of coincidence anymore. It cannot be a coincidence. Like I said, we spoke to so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the plan fell into place with Rebecca coming on board. So you cannot speak of South African gospel music and not mention Rebecca. You know, she's there.
Yeah.
Since, you know, I grew up in church, and Rebecca is Rebecca. And then I used to go to, when I lived in Tembisa, I used to go to Pastor Soli Mahlangu's church. That church is a worship church, you know. I'm not saying the sermon is not important, but the worship, the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Let me also say this. We're not throwing a gospel music festival. This is an international grade music spectacular. That happens to be gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, gospel is, by the way. No, I'll tell you why. You see, the South African gospel music scene is, for example, I can throw a mediocre music festival. Christians will come and forgive me because their Bible commands them to forgive me. Yeah, people. Somebody would pay R1,000 just for an above par concert. But we don't want that.
Mm.
One of the reasons we took the events to Sunbet Arena and Grand Arena and Grand West is to have a premium facility and a premium production.
Yeah.
So that when people leave that the venue, they get home. You know, Mom Chawe from Khayelitsha gets home and says, "Hey, mtanam." Kid says what? "Ah, mtanam. Nambo nutik."
Yeah.
Pike e casino. You know, we want this these two events to be entrenched in the minds and hearts of people. Mm. You know, we can never have another 30 years of worship. Can happen. So we want to have that lasting legacy entrenched in people and say, you know, I always say, somebody, when you pray, I would say, I pray to the God of my parents or God of Pastor Haimi or God of Abraham. I want people to pray to the God of 30 years of worship, because that in its own, the fact that we are sitting here and we have dates for these events is God's miracle.
Mm. Mm.
We shall tell you stories one day.
Yeah.
Oh,
when are you coming back for the stories?
La.
But then, what can people anticipate on the evenings of the events? Firstly, what's in store at the Sunbet Arena on the 28th? Then we move to the Grand Arena on the 29th. What's in store for everybody who's coming?
Artistry, worship, fellowship. That's it, I'm done.
Wow. What time? What time are the two events starting, Reverend Hemi?
We're starting at 6, and the plan is from 6 to 9, so doors would open around 5 at both Sunbit and Grand West as well.
I know people are excited and they can't wait any longer. Where can people purchase the tickets, and are they still available, Reverend Hem?
Yes. Tickets are going fast. We thank God for that, so we can pay the bills. But tickets are available at TicketPro on their website. Links are available on our social media platforms as well. But tickets are available at TicketPro, and it's also available at Spa.
At Spa and Gems Clothing and Power Fashion Clothing. So, yeah, if you're going to – yeah, it's month end – well – people are going to buy clothes and stuff. So.
Obviously, get the ticket.
Yeah, no, just when you buy that pair of jeans, just ask, "Hey, that Israel, how did?" Yeah, they'll tell you. So the prices are starting from $4.99. And for those that are bless us in the kingdom of the Lord, VVIP tickets are $2,500. But yeah, man, just get that ticket. And don't get the ticket because you feel guilty that... just come and witness the greatness of God and a brilliant production. Listen, you're not going to leave that place and say, "I've wasted money." You're going to leave that place and say, I can't wait for next year.
I've invested there.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Since we are celebrating Heritage Month in September, Reverend Hammy, are people allowed to wear their traditional clothes to the event?
By all means.
Sneakers.
People are allowed to just do whatever they're comfortable with. Most importantly, we want to celebrate our Christian heritage and the legacy of Christian music in South Africa, along with that which comes along with Israel and his team as well. So Heritage Month, again, it's divinely orchestrated for us to have it in Heritage Month so that we can celebrate our Christian heritage in our administrative capital, Pretoria. I want to reemphasize that, and our legislative capital in Cape Town. We're taking South Africa for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere Amen. You lay your feet or where your feet touches. So to ensure top quality production, Maqawi, who's the role player in the 30 years of worship music festival?
So the role player is number one. Radio Pulpit. I mean, Radio Pulpit has a rich history in South African culture, not only Christian culture. You know, for the longest of times, you know, people know. I mean, we had a meeting, me and Pastor Hemi, with some very important guys. And one of the things, this person is a very important person. He says, no, I listen to Radio Pulpit, you know. So people trust the brand.
Mm-hmm.
People acknowledge the importance of Radio Pulpit, not only in broadcast, but also in the culture of the country, traditions and whatnot. So, number one, I know for a fact that Radio Pulpit won't put up a mediocre production, or else I would not be sitting here. Number two, I am youth. We're trying to position IM Youth into a transitional capacity to say we want IM Youth to be a significant role player in the youth development outside of the Christian scope. We want them to be not only a Christian or, you understand, a youth organization. No, we want them to be important. You know, when they have discussions on youth matters in Parliament, somebody from I'm Youth needs to be there. We want to position them as a brand at that level. And we obviously have Sun International. Now, Sun International owns Sunbet and Grand West. I mean, these are premium venues. You know, you don't go to Sunbed and find chappies on the floor. No, you don't. you don't get there and say, you know, where's the restroom? Say, no, there's no water. Just find you know, premium quality venues, and the production houses behind this these two venues, top quality. I mean, we're looking at the stage designs and you know, the everything, the whole package is lalela. I love saying lalela. Leicester. Is that the word? Leicester. I can guarantee you, let's have this conversation on the 1st of October after the music festival. I'll take you out for coffee and we have this conversation. And then I'm going to interview you and ask you about your experience. You know why? You will be speechless. Speechless. And I think it's time that we show off what... Listen, we are all talented, right? And more times than not, we don't flaunt the talent that God has given us. So this is a chance for us as Christians to show the excellence in our Christianity. And I can guarantee you, it's going to be a blast. So, yeah, dear Christian, come on, wake up.
brush your teeth, bath, take a shower, say a little prayer, go to spa. When you buy your tickets. Bread, buy the ticket, or if you are internet savvy, just log on to ticketpro.co.za and get that ticket.
All right. Vusa, can we pause? I was trying. Can we pause, Jean? Yes, I need you here.
Just couldn't see you there.
So Makawe responded to all this.
That's fine, but we have a lot of information.
Do I have to go one by one again, like I did with the others? Or can I leave it? Because I think he covered everything.
He did.
Yeah. All right, cool stuff. So, sorry, Vusi, the last one. Reverend Hemi, as the church, what does 30 years of worship mean to us?
The church is part of the heritage of South Africa. The church has prayed through all of our difficult times, so all of our challenging times. The church has always come together to pray and to invoke God's grace and God's blessing into the fiber of South African society. And that's what this is all about. This is all about us stopping to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Liyabonga Baba. Thank you.
But is this only about the music festival, or are there other social upliftment attached to the music festival?
I'm so glad that you asked that question. The music festival itself, there are no social events attached to the actual event on the 28th and 29th, but what happens beyond the 28th, 29th, through October, November, and beyond, that's what it's all about. And that's where I Am Youth comes in. I Am Youth is currently involved with a number of social outreach programs to schools, to various communities, orphanages and the like. And those are the initiatives that we'd like to build onto. And so whatever comes out of 30 years of worship festival will spill over into the initiatives that I Am Youth is involved with at the moment, and we will continue to build on that, and we will showcase those in the coming months to come.
Sure. This is so beautiful to hear. But what legacy, Makawe, will this leave in the minds and lives of attendees and the country in general?
I'm going to be short. That God is our God.
Right.
Yeah, it's all about God. You know, we try, and me and Rev Hemi, we try to be so much out of the limelight. You know, we don't. You call me a chief design member. What do you call me? You say some very fancy word. You know what? I'm just a servant of God. I'm just here to serve this vision. And, you know, serve the stakeholders that have invested their resources, their time, as effective and as efficient as possible. And, you know, ultimately, this is to give the glory to God. You know, there's nothing else to it.
Lastly, Reverend Hemi, how is worship a legacy?
Very interesting question. I was asked the same question yesterday. And I think for me the answer is found in the first three chapters of the Bible, which I think sometimes gets lost in translation. When God created man, the purpose of that creation was to have fellowship and intimacy with humanity. The purpose of the church is to bring people, the purpose of the gospel and the church, the mission of the church, the Missio Dei of the church, is to bring humanity back to God. Full stop. When it's all said and done, in the end of the book, and the world and the scroll is rolled up, everything disappears. There's no church denomination, there's no church brand, there's no famous name. There's only God and us. And so it becomes imperative for us to inculcate that relationship of intimacy with God. And that's where our legacy comes from. From the beginning of the book to the end of the book, it's about us coming into a relationship with God and being intimate with God. Not necessarily to be a member of anything, but to be in a relationship with God. And that's our legacy. And that's what we want to leave with people, and that's what we want to build on. And as Max said, when Umama from Khayelitsha or from Sebokeng or wherever leaves, she needs to go and tell her children at home, or even when the young people go home, they need to go and testify about the fact that they encountered God. That's what it's all about.
Wow, thank you so much, Reverend Hammy. Your closing statement, Makawi?
My closing statement is, go get that ticket! No, but thank you. First of all, I thank God for the for this opportunity to be part of this. You know, it's a great opportunity to be part of this, and everyone who's involved. You know, it's been hard work, but the grace of God sustains us, and it will continue sustaining us. But yeah, the important thing is that we invite people: dark green, purple, guava, Chinese, Hlubi, San, Koi, listen, Afrikaner, Griqua. Just let's all come together and celebrate this moment as a country and as a collective.
Thank you so much, Makawi, as well.
I just have a final.
Okay. Let me note.
Thank you so much, Sibongile. I just want to say thank you to my fellow directors. When I came and I presented this concept to them, there was no objection whatsoever. So they are 100% behind us. Mm. But without our listeners and our faithful supporters at Radio Pulpit, this would not have been possible. And I really just want to say a big, big thank you to our listeners, to our team, and to our directors for supporting us in making this all possible.
Thank you, sir.
Celebrating 30 years of worship at Sunbed Arena on the 28th of September with the legends Soli Mahlangu, Rebecca Malope, Soweto Spiritual Singers. And on the 29th of September at Grand West Arena, we have Elvira Sandili, Lusanda Beja, Veronica Mayers, Jonathan Rubin, and Cameron Ward. Both evenings with international sensations Israel Houghton and New Breed. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro from 499 rand. Proudly brought to you by Radio Pulpit and IMU.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.